Hi, welcome to the Interactive Parsha Experience Podcast. This is Parshat Bamidbar. My name is Aviva Lauer-Golbert, and I am the director of the Pardes Center for Jewish Educators. This podcast is sponsored by the Rosekind family in honor of the 18th graduating cohort of the Pardes Day School Educators Program. The Rosekinds wish Cohort Chai the best of luck as they embark on their journeys as Jewish educators and hope they will always be counted amongst their respective tribe. And this idea of counting is what brings me to exactly where we are in what I thought about in terms of Parshat Bamidbar, the census that God asks Moshe to do of Bnei Yisrael. Two interesting things I wanted to share in addition to what I wrote about for around the family table, the Shabbat table that you can do with your children, with your guests. One is an interesting fact, and one is to tell you a little bit about where I got the idea for the activity that I crafted for you. So the interesting fact is that every single person I know calls this parsha Bamidbar, with an ah sound after the B, Bamidbar, as in the desert. But actually, the word in the Torah is Bimidbar. We're talking about Bimidbar Sinai because there is smichut there, because Midbar Sinai is one phrase. It turns out that the way in biblical Hebrew grammar, one is supposed to say bimidbar, not bamidbar. But because every single person I know calls it that and writes it that way, I am going to refer to it in the incorrect way, and I hope that everybody will bear with me. I think that's actually the same. This might be right. Most people I know pronounce the word bidieved, although technically I believe it's bidiavad. And so somehow both seem right. Okay. On to my inspiration for this week's Parsha experience. When Rashi talks about the word Vayit Yaldu and says this really interesting thing about what does it mean, Vayit Yaldu, that Heviu Sifrei Yichuseihem, they brought literally the books of their pedigrees or their genealogies. And with that, Rashi says, they proved who they were and that they were actually connected to or part of the tribe that they were saying they were part of. When I read that Rashi, I immediately was struck by the image of those wonderful old family Bibles that people would write on the front page, you know, the names of the members of their family as they were born, when people had special, special things happen in their lives, when they got married, bar mitzvahs, that sort of thing, they would write those things down, and also when people passed away. And so I had this sort of surreal, crazy, inane, impossible, but beautiful image in my mind of the Bnei Yisrael carrying their family Bibles to the Nisi'im, to the chiefs of their tribes, to prove who they were and that they were actually part of this particular tribe, which is it's just really funny because this is the Bible we're talking about. They couldn't have brought their own family Bibles, but that's the picture that's in my mind and that stuck with me. And so I really wanted to think about this idea of a family tree, that, you know, knowing, and having our families and our children know a little bit more members of their family tree that they might not have heard so much about. So if you have such a thing, a family tree written down or a family Bible with people's names in it, that would be a great thing for you to use at this Friday night table activity to share with your family, children, guests, etc., some really special information and stories about a family member they might not know so much about. Enjoy.
For more great content, go to elmad.pardes.org. See you next time.